Has it ever crossed your mind to ask yourself why Mrs. T talks funny? Have you never paused to wonder why the lady's so obsessed with saving cash? Why she hates the working classes more with every day that passes? Will she one day up and vanish in a flash? If you have, then I would ask you to forgive her. She's only lately come to us from outer space. She's a poor, deprived commuter who was built by a computer. She's an android, a stranger to the human race. Has your nervous system never been upset by Mrs. Thatcher's martial posture? Have you listened to her laying down the law and not been scared out of your skin? Heard her rattle in her saber, scaring all the friends and neighbors. She's impatient for the next war to begin. If you have, then show a little understanding. The way that she was programmed, it was really grim. She was built to man the toll shack in a region called the coal sack, at the very furthest edge of the galactic rim. Have you never had occasion to suspect when watching her speak on the telly? And noticed the occasional wild look and sudden glazing of the eye? She looks spooked, bummed out and funky, yes, and oddly like a junkie, as the stuff begins to send one up on high. If you have them, do not give way unto panic. She doesn't mean to scare you, it is just a game. Just remember what you're saying, it's not a normal human being. Though I grant you that it rather looks the same. If you're under the impression that our baby-faced Lord Chancellor is a Terran, or that Hazeltine and Prentice both belong to Homo sapiens, you're insane. And you suffer from delusions if you think Sir Keith is human, or behind those brooding Popeyes lurks a brain. They are exiles from a far galactic cluster. They malfunction and were thrown out in disgrace. They are made of wire and things and little wheels and bits of string. They are androids, strangers to the human.